This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks. 97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. You know, Saturdays, as you know, are one of my favorite days.
And why is
that? It's because it's a day you can do anything with the family.
That
you
is
know?
True.
You can just go and have fun all day long, and you don't have to go to work. Now, I say that, but there's a lot of people who do have to go to work. But for all of us who don't work on Saturdays, it's a wonderful day. You can go to the lake. You can play golf. You can go to Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, you know, a lot of things that a person can do.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people do. And I find out a lot of people have birthdays on weekends. Little children, they have all their parties on weekends.
Oh, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese is usually crowded on Saturdays.
It's very crowded. They have a party every 30 minutes, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a big deal. Well, anyway, let's give out the phone number.
Let's do that.
Phone number is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And, of course, the website, as always, is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. So if you want to go there, you can find all kinds of useful information. You can find historical data. You can listen to past archived shows and all kinds of really great things. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. And, Fay, this is all about a chance for people to take their money, what they have now, grow it, and retire comfortably and safely and wealthy.
That's what I always say. Retire early, happy, and wealthy. And wealthy is different for everybody. I'm not saying that everybody's going to retire with $5 or $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for every family, what they retire with is important. And that's why we talk about this, is to try to give them some help on what they might want to do with their retirement, their 401k, their IRA, or if it's just money that's piling up in the bank that's not making any money.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get the most calls from that, really, about money they've got just laying there that they have not been able to make any money with. They say, you know, we thought we were going to make some money. Then, you know, bank rates fell. They never came back. Do you realize this is the longest period in history with bank rates down?
Is it really?
It really is. I mean, nothing has moved in the last few years. I mean, we've been at this several years, and, you know, 16 cents is about what you're going to get. I've seen some as high as 1%, but most of it's not. So people are going backwards. It's not like the old way where you could go in the bank and say, man, I'd like to buy a CD, and they'd say, okay, our rate today is 6%, or our rate today is 14%. I remember back in the 80s when the rates were really high. And people were, you know, making a lot of money, which nowadays a bank CD is not worth bothering to go over to the bank to get it. It costs more for gas than it does what you're going to make.
Yeah.
So that's not a good thing.
No, that's not a good thing. Not if you're trying to grow your money, no. And the stock market is so up and down and so unreliable. So a lot of people right now are looking for other things to invest in and other ways to grow their money. And life insurance policies is really the safest way out there.
Let me tell you something. Used to, there was smaller groups, you know, doing what I do, investing people's money in viaticals. But now I'm finding that the hedge funds are coming in strong to do this because they can't make money for people in the usual way. So they're coming in and buying huge amounts of life settlements. That's all there is to it. And they're going out and getting investor money, and they're guaranteeing them 8%. They're keeping the rest.
Really?
I love that deal. Yeah, they're making a lot more than the customer is.
Wow.
And
that's...
with us, it's just the opposite way. We take the small amount, the customer gets the large amount. But, yes, I've talked to two or three providers, and they tell me that you know, they're bringing $150 to $200 million to the table, and they're just buying everything they see. It doesn't matter if it's a 5-year, 7-year life settlement, they're buying them. They don't care. And, you know, we go the opposite way. We want the shortest life settlements that we can find. And our criteria is usually it has to be 30 months or less. And now it's even getting hard to get those. Now we're seeing that there's a lot of 36 months. And that's still okay as long as we're not going out any farther than that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is the age. You know, we have a specific age. We'll take somebody 35 to 70 years old. We do not want to do seniors. We're not going to do the elderly. We've got bid on that. It was a hard deal to get out of it. In fact, we've still got two that we're not out of yet. And so when somebody walks up to us and says, here, I've got someone 91 years old, we say, thank you very much. Keep it. We're not interested. Old people are wonderful. We love them, but they're not sick. They're old. They're elderly, but they're not fixing to pass away from a disease. Most of them have a little heart trouble, a little diabetes, but they don't have cancer, and that's what we specialize in. We're a specialty company. We specialize in buying policies with people that have terminal cancer. So, you know, it's the best place to be for short term. We're short term investors. So when our people come to us, you know, we can tell them how this is going to work. You know, we're going to open them an account, first of all. It either Nevada Trust or Bank of Utah. It has to be in the trust department if you're doing IRAs. A lot of people don't know all this. Has to be in the trust department. So once we open them that account, the bank does everything for us. We roll the money over direct to the bank. We never touch the money. These accounts are in their name at the bank. And then the bank serves as a beneficiary. When the policy matures, the bank simply gets a certified death certificate, and it goes direct back to the bank in their account. And that's the best of all worlds. If you can have a bank that serves as an intermediary, which they do for us, they pay the premiums, they make sure that the premiums are paid. We escrow premiums for, if it's a 2-year policy, we're going to escrow for 2 years. Where we know the premium is there. The companies that get in trouble, they don't escrow the premium. They put everything in their bank account. We don't do that. We're different than other companies.
And you or nobody over at American Financial ever touches the money. So you cannot go shopping. You cannot do whatever you want to. It's an added layer of security for the investor.
This is their money, not my money, not our company's money. So we want to be sure it's safe. That's why it goes direct to the bank, and the bank has an escrow agreement that they will escrow all money and that they will take care of that money for the customer and for us. Then we employ 21st Services. They track the people. That's why within 3 days we usually know if they have passed on. Then we send an email out to our customers, and we say, okay, certain policy has come due. 4 to 6 weeks until you'll get paid. Then when the money comes in, we send them another email and tell them it's at the bank where they know, you know, that it's there and that we can go ahead and reinvest again.
That is,
and of course, right now, policies are very, very tight. We're bidding on 20 policies right this minute.
Really?
20. More than we've ever bid on at one time. And we've had two policies that have rescinded, and we talk about that every once in a while. They can rescind up to the last moment. In other words, after they take the check, some states have 60 days, some have 15. You can actually return the check and say, I've decided that, you know, that I'm going to try to outlast this and get the money for my family.
So in simple terms, this is when the policyholder basically changes their mind and undoes the selling of their own policy.
Yes, and they can do it. It's a bad deal. I think we had two or three last year, and we've got two right now that have rescinded, and we've already sent them the money. We closed. We thought it was done, and they have come back and said, no, we're going to keep the policy.
But that's rare.
So now we have to go and get other policies and put our clients in.
And you have several policies that you're working on right now.
We have 20 that we're trying to close, and it's just it's really hard right now. We're working feverishly, to close these policies. Some of them are in legal, but the others are still in contract negotiations. And so that's what makes this business really fun. You think you have all the parts put together, and sometimes you don't. So that's why we employ lawyers to help us with this for our clients. That's why in-house we have, two accountants. It takes a lot of accounting to do what we do, to figure, first of all, when we're bidding on a policy, okay, we have to figure out what we can make for our clients. We have to figure out how many months this is. It's good. We have to figure out what the premiums are. We don't want anything that the premiums will be high. Premiums have got to be reasonable, and that's another reason we can't do elderly. The premiums on them are huge, probably 10 to 13%.
Wow.
And I don't know how anybody is ever going to make any money for the client, with the premiums that high. It's just almost impossible. So when we start out on each policy, we have a lot of things to work through before we can actually get it done and get it in the hopper for our clients. And as soon as we know that we have it done, of course, we send out emails and say, would you like to be in this policy? This is what it'll pay. This is what the risks are. And most of our people have been with us long enough, they know it's the same on each and every policy. You have to look at page 14. You have to read that again and make sure you understand how old the person is, what kind of cancer it is, what the face amount, what you're investing, what your profit is. That's why they're doing it, for profit, for retirement. So they have to read all that, see what percent they're going to own in the policy, and then they have to sign off on it and get it back to us. And we've just finished about eight policies that have just been mailed to people. So everybody has got their policies, their current. All the policy copies have went to the bank, because the bank has to have a copy of everything we do. They have a copy of each policy. They know who all is in that policy. They also know what the spreadsheet says, how much they're going to make. And that's what we're all interested in. That's the bottom line. What are they going to make each time with us? There's a lot of investments out there. But ours, from start to finish what you're going to make. It can't go down. It's not like mutual funds or stocks. So when you do it, if it says 24%, that's what you'll make. The only thing they don't know for sure is how long the policy is going to be. The providers have all said it's going to be 24 months. But about half of ours do come in early, so it may not be 12. We just had two ladies, with breast cancer that passed away. They were predicting 24 months. They died in 12. So you never know for sure because we can't see on the inside of people.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number, once again,
is 877-588-3330. And again, we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And your website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com, where people can go and they can get historical data. They can also listen to past archive shows, because I know a lot of people listen to the program every morning here on 97 Gold at 10 a.m. on Saturdays. And they hear a lot of your message and they hear what you've been talking about, and they hear this for a long time. A lot of people have been listening and they've taken in the information, but they haven't done anything about it.
That's because they're men. You don't understand. Men procrastinate. They want to do it. Every time they hear me, they think, I'm going to go see Faye. But they don't do it right then. And then one day I'll get the call. Faye, I'd like to come in and talk to you. And I'm always delighted, and I always say, okay. You know, they're coming in, and I ask them, you know, okay, what are your questions? And they always have a lot of questions. How long will my money be tied up? Well, it's about 2 years at a time. How do I get paid? You know, when the people pass away, the cash goes back in your account. The bank gets the money for you. So that's another question. Is my wife going to be the beneficiary? Absolutely. And your kids, your children can be contingent beneficiaries. You know, all this is always going to be for your benefit, your wife, your children. And a lot of people don't know all that. Then I have wives ask this other question on IRAs. Can I be on the IRA with my husband? Of course not. It's an individual retirement account. The government says, no way, don't do that. If you do, the taxes are due immediately, by the way.
Oh, really?
So the wife can only be the beneficiary on your IRA. Now, you can open a joint account, which is called a custodial account. And a wife and husband can be on that together, and which is fine. But you either make your wife the beneficiary on this, or you can make your estate. But most people want the wife to be the beneficiary. Now, we have a few people that are divorced, probably only 3 out of 700 clients we've got, okay? So their children are their beneficiaries. Because in Texas, if they got a divorce, you know that the wife gets half of their IRA. So if they've gotten a divorce, their IRA has went down a lot. They're going to have to start over.
I did not know that.
Okay, that's something new for you to learn. IRAs, it's a community property state. That means whatever you own, your wife owns half of it also. So if you unfortunately get a divorce, she gets half of the IRA. So you've got to make that back up over the next 10 or 20 years. I've had people come in and say, Faye, I only have $145,000 in my IRA. I did have $300,000 before the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it was half a million, but it's not now. And I also had a gentleman come in, and he only had $300,000 in his IRA. And he said, Faye, I did have $800,000 before the crash, you know, in 08. So, you know, different things cause people not to have as much money as they are going to need for retirement.
So when people, they've been thinking about it, and then they finally make that move, what do you find is that one thing? Is there like a certain event, or is there all of a sudden, do they hear something, or just how does it click to make people finally come in?
They finally get worried enough about what's happening in the world and with their IRA. That's what happens. It's really pretty simple, but it has to really, they have to look at their statement and realize how much they've lost in the last 6 months. That affects them. And then sometimes they're seeing the stock market in real time. They see how much it's lost. You know, three of the largest brokers on Wall Street have said this week, they think that there's going to be a tremendous downturn in the stock market. They think people are going to lose millions and millions. And I don't know if they're right or not, but this is what they're saying this week. If anybody was on Yahoo or Bloomberg, that's what the biggest brokers in New York are saying. There's going to be a big downturn. Well, you know, that affects people. If you know that the biggest brokers are saying you're fixing to lose a lot in the stock market, you know, it's time to rethink the way you're doing it. You know, is your 401k vested? Can you take some out of it and get it to safety? Can you move all of it, or can you not move any of it? Sometimes 401ks cannot be moved till you're either fired or, you know, retire. And then a lot of them, if you've been there 15 years, you can do whatever you want. So all kinds of things affect the thinking of the American people. You know, what is the stock market going to do in the future, and what does mine look like right now? And that's what scares people, scares me. And I don't have anything with the stock market. But I worry about, you know, the customers and potential customers coming to us. You know, how much money are they really going to have to invest time they get there?
One thing that I know you do, I know you said you don't have anything in the stock market right now, but I believe I've heard you say in the past that with a lot of these life insurance policies that you have people coming investing in, you have some of your own money in these same policies.
Yes, I do. Whenever I can get the opportunity, I do it. Because that's the only investment that our company does, really, other than annuities. And annuities are a sure thing. You know, annuities have been around 150 years. And some annuities pay a lot more than others. Then you've got the annuities from the stock market. An annuity that's with the stock market that the brokers sell is a variable annuity. A variable annuity is in the mutual funds. You might as well just leave it in the stock market. They sell 7-year annuities, and the risk of those is 100%. There's no guarantee on that. I just did my annual CE courses this week. That was one of the questions on it. Who takes the risk on a variable annuity? Well, it's not the insurance company. It's the customer. You have 100% of the risk when you do a variable annuity. So if it goes down, you know, it just goes down. That's all there is to it. And then you've got the fees. You've got 2 to 6% fee on all these mutual funds in that annuity. So it's hard to make money with those. So if a person was going to do an annuity, they should do a fixed rate annuity. And a fixed annuity has a lot of different parts that you can do. You know, you don't invest in just in one thing. And they guarantee the principal forever. But they don't pay as much as what we do with life settlements, okay? So that's the difference between that investment and a life settlement. It just doesn't pay as much, but it's guaranteed. And these companies have got billions, so they can guarantee your money. You know, it's a safe investment. So everything we do, we try to do safety. And we were talking about, you've been listening to the archives, you know, of our past shows. We have a new secretary in the Dallas office, and I didn't know it, but she's been going home and listening to the archives of our shows.
And she works, you know, right in your office.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's pretty neat. So a lot of people can do this, and I've had a lot of men go to the archives, listen to our past shows, and you can go back about 3 months each time. I think they get rid of them and store them after 3 months. But you can go back and listen to a lot of shows and learn a lot of different things, you know, about the investments and how to invest safely, where that you will make enough to retire. Remember, it takes about 7 years to double your money. And a lot of things you can't even double your money on, as you know.
Yeah.
I mean, with ups and downs of the stock market, it's pretty hard in the stock market to double your money. Used to, you could. Back, I'd say, if you went back as far as the 50s and 60s, it was pretty steady. It's not steady now. It's a lot of turmoil in the stock market and in the oil. You know, we hope oil's going to get up to $70. But it's got quite a ways to go. So, you know, that affects us. But let's give out the phone number.
Let's do that.
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring. For anybody coming from out of town, we're just off of Wadley, and we're just off the Loop. A lot of people might not know that. And did you know we've been in business 16 years?
16 years? That's an awful lot of experience.
That's a long time, let me tell you. I feel every minute of it some days.
I
feel like it's just a brand new day. We're just starting out.
I would imagine having done this for 16 years, you have seen just about every scenario. You've learned from every scenario, and that's what makes this so reassuring to those that are thinking about investing, thinking about new ways to grow their money, is that you've been there and you've done that.
That's right. And, you know, we've been a member of the Better Business Bureau. We don't ever mention that, I don't think. I think we always forget. But we've been a member of the Better Business Bureau for about 14 years, and we are an accredited business. And a lot of people cannot become an accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. I don't know how many people know that. So you have to meet all their criteria to become an accredited company with the Better Business Bureau. And we are an accredited company, thank goodness. So when people come to us, you know, we tell them everything that we know about our business, about how the finances are going to work, how they're going to make money. And remember, you can't retire on $50,000 a year, folks. I mean, there's just no way. You know, used to, people didn't need very much money. But most people tell me now they need about $100,000 a year. And you know, Social Security, I don't know, in 5 or 10 years, will even be there for them. I just don't know. I mean, you know, Social Security is going to go broke in just a few years if they don't pump it up again.
Yeah.
We have to do everything we can to make the most we can where that we can retire, as we always say, you know, early and wealthy and happy.
Sure. And when people invest in life insurance policies, this is something that the actual policy holder has done by choice. They've realized, okay, I'm at a stage in my illness that I want to just go ahead and sell the policy, take the cash, and I assume many people use it for treatment or something at the time.
Cancer treatments in most places run $10,000 a day.
Wow.
So you can run out of money very, very quickly. And a lot of the men that we buy their policies, they still have children at home or in college. So they need a lot of money before they leave this earth to settle their estate. And they want to settle up now. They're not going to do this apparently after they die. They don't want it to be, you know, this person gets this and this gets that. They want to get this settled now. They want to use the money now and for their family. And, you know, we've had that one case over in North Carolina that we bought. The man died of cancer. The wife did not know how sick he was, and he owned a business. And she, unfortunately, could not run the business after it was sold. She didn't understand it, didn't know how to do it. She'd been a stay-at-home mother, and she needed cash pretty doggone quick. So she sold his life insurance policies to us, you know, before he passed away. And it wasn't long, and I don't remember how many months we had that policy, not very long, and he did pass away. And she had to go ahead and take, she had her cash that she could run the home and do all this, and then she had to sell the business because she couldn't even run it.
Oh, no.
So, you know, the life insurance was her only salvation. It's the only way for her, you know, to be able to go on and pay the bills and make things work, you know, while he was alive, and she had to have it right then.
So where do you get these policies from? When you go bid on policies, how do you get them?
We have licensed providers. You have to buy from a licensed provider. These people are people in the United States. There's 4 or 5 big providers, and they have licensing agreements with life insurance agents that wrote these policies on these people, and they know them well. And that's who they go to. When they need to sell a policy, they'll usually go to their life insurance agent, who in turn will go to the provider. And then the provider contacts us and says, I have this policy on this person. Are you interested in buying it? So we bid on it. If we could just go and buy these without bidding on them, it'd be a great deal.
Yeah.
Because we would just go and give them the money.
Sure.
You know? But instead, we bid on them. We have to get, if it's $1 million, we have to have 2 reports on their health and how long they're going to live. And we get all that, then we make a decision on how much to bid. So then we bid on that policy and try to get it. But there's four or five big companies right now that are bidding against us, so it's a lot harder than it was. I mean, all these years, usually we can get almost any policy that we wanted, and right now it's very hard. We're not getting the policies we want. We're struggling with it because of the hedge funds. Hedge funds were never involved in this previously, but it's a good way for them to make money for their clients, and so they're coming in now.
However, you're doing something right because you said earlier you've got 20 in the pipeline.
We've got 20 in the pipeline that we're working on right now.
That's amazing.
And hopefully, you know, that we'll get a third of them at least. You know, you never know. And these are from $1 million to $2 million. And we're also bidding on a $20 million one, and I don't know if we'll get it or not, but there won't be a lot of people that'll be bidding on the $20 million.
So then once you get these policies, there's a minimum of $100,000 for folks to invest.
Absolutely.
And then how do you do it? Do you reach out to them? Do people come to you? Do you wait for people to...
No, they all come to us. We don't go out and search for anybody. You know, a lot of people don't know that. People call us on the phone and say, I'm interested in investing. I've got $100,000 or I've got $500,000. May I come talk to you? They come talk to us. We visit with them. We tell them everything. Then they go home and make a decision and come back. In fact, the people we talked about last week came in at 5:30 last Thursday. They've already called back and said, may we meet with you? We'd like to put our money with you. So this happens all the time. And they just procrastinate. Then once they quit procrastinating, then they're in a fairly large hurry to do something, you know? It's like, we really need to get this money moved. So that's what we do. And sometimes it's from old annuities that are... they're outdated, they're not making anything. Sometimes it's out of their mutual funds that are, you know, gone down, or it's an old CD. You know, there's so many ways they can bring money to the table to invest for themselves. And then we diversify where it won't all be in one policy.
So
we want them to have it coming due again and again and again.
When folks come to you, sometimes they're ready to go right then and there. Sometimes, like you say, they take a few days and think about it. What is the difference in the approach in how you take and really with the difference with the types of people that come to you?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure they have other money. I want to be sure this is a good fit for them. You know, we don't want someone to come in and say, well, I just barely get that money together. We're saying, no, 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 no. You have to have 6 months of emergency money when you come to us. And our best customers are the ones, as you know, that have $150,000, $200,000 already. And then we're just going to grow that money for them and get them ready for retirement, which it works. And, you know, another thing is they can look at their account at any time at the bank. All they do is pull it up and it'll tell them, you know, what policies have matured, what they've made, which ones haven't matured, and where they stand on everything. So, you know, it works over and over again. If it didn't work, you know, we wouldn't be in business.
Yeah.
So we're happy to do it for our clients. You know, we have a lot of clients that, again, this year, you know, I said before, 10 policies have matured, and we now have 12 that have matured. So we're having a lot of maturities this summer. So all these people are getting paid, and we're doing it again, you know, just rolling it over. And they don't pay taxes because, remember, this is all tax-deferred money if it's in an IRA. Now, if it's in a joint account, yes, you will pay capital gains on it, and it's 20%. But the other is deferred until they start taking it out, probably 70.5, unless they need the money before then, and we don't know. You know, what their lifestyle is, you know, how soon they're going to start taking money out of their investment.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Are you ready to get into a little bit of trivia?
I think we should do a little bit of trivia. The trivia today is, it's not a Texas company, by the way, and usually we only do Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But today this is unusual, so we're going to do it anyway. I had always thought that Levi Strauss was a Texas company, because I knew they made lots and thousands of Levi's here in Texas.
Yeah.
But it's not a Texas company.
Really?
That's right. I did not know this. And there was a man named Levi Strauss. It's not just the name of a company. Mr. Strauss, who was an immigrant from Germany, he was born in 1829 in Buttenbutterheim, Germany. And he came to America. He became an American citizen in 1853. And his family, he was Jewish, his family had settled in New York, and they were in the fabric business in New York. They sold fabric. Well, he went out to San Francisco. By the way, that's where the headquarters is to this day.
Really?
They have a museum there. They have everything about this right there in San Francisco.
Huh.
So he's selling fabric, doing pretty good, you know. And then he was selling fabric to a man named Jacob Davis. And Mr. Davis came to him one day and told him. He said, you know, all these fabrics the miners wear, the fabric tears, it won't hold together, we're just having all kinds of trouble. He said, but I've come up with a rivet. And he said, a way to rivet the seams on the, you know, on the sides, the top, where all these pants won't split open. And, of course, they were called an overall back then. And in 1873, it's when the blue jean was born. It was on that day that Mr. Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis obtained a U.S. patent for putting rivets in men's work pants.
Really?
1873.
That's amazing.
So that's really when it started as far as real Levi's.
I didn't know they were
calling them overalls. And so anyway, the two did that together, and that is, of course, what made them Levi's into what they are today. And Mr. Strauss, of course, over 20 years before he even did that, was successful. He had made a name for himself, and of course, the tailor was Jacob Davis, who was, you know, needing this to make pants that wouldn't fall apart. So they did that. They came up with the rivets, and of course, that made them very famous. It was an instant hit, and so they needed a patent. And of course, Mr. Davis didn't have the money for the patent. So Levi Strauss went into business with him on that, and they got the patent done. And the patent number was 139121 in 1873.
Wow.
And yeah, and that's they made their first jeans out of denims. And it became a bona fide success. Now then, Levi Strauss and Company had an old ad, and I found it. And it says, Levi Strauss, patent riveted. It's no use. It can't be ripped. So that's how they stood out. Now, the other thing that a lot of people do not know, and I didn't know, on the zipper of every Levi, there is a little deal, and it says YKK on your zipper. And what that really means is Oshada Koga Kabisha Quish. And this is the name of the world's largest zipper manufacturer. And he puts that on every zipper that he sells.
Really?
It's the largest zipper manufacturer in the world. And his zippers all go into Levi's all over the world. And then, of course, they said, if you don't know when your Levi's were made, there's all kinds of different ways, you know, to figure out, you know, how they were made. If it has a little red tag in the back, it was made one year. If it's got a different color, a little tiny tag, it was made a different year. And the 501 jean, it says you can turn up the cuff and check and see if there's a little white fabric. And then look at the right back pocket. If you see the famous red tag, the word Levi's, and it's all capitals, it tells you what year it was made. And it's from before 1971.
Really?
If it has that. Yeah. If your jeans should have a buckle and strap on the back of the waistband, then you're really cooking. It's from 1930s.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, the first pair sold for $1.25 in 1880. Not long ago, one of the old pairs of jeans auctioned off for $46,532.
My goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah, and Bruce Willis made the first Levi commercial, and it was a singing commercial, in 1986.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. And they are so famous that school children, they have books and books at the library for school children on the Levi Strauss Company. And then the company, if you really have a lot of questions, they will send you out the answers, but it takes several weeks because they are so famous that people are inquiring all the time about the company. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And school children all over the United States can study them and get the books out of the library.
That's amazing. I had, first of all, that's full of information. I had no idea there was an actual person named Levi Strauss. I thought it was just like a Betty Crocker type thing. It's not really an actual person, just a name of the company.
That's right, but he really was, and he was a German immigrant, Buttenheim, Germany.
And there's nothing like an old pair of comfortable old jeans.
That's exactly right. And, they made so many in Amarillo, Texas. I remember everybody always said, Amarillo, Texas, where they made all those, Levi's. So, naturally, I thought that it was a Texas company all these years.
Yeah, I did,
and
too.
It's not.
That's amazing.
So it is an amazing story about a man that came here and that invented the jeans and made so much money. But he was a huge philanthropist also. When he died, he was worth $6 million, and he had made gifts to all the universities in California. He was a member of the San Francisco Board of Trade. He was a director of the Nevada Bank. He was a director in the Liverpool, London, and Globe Insurance Company, and the gas company. It's just amazing. But it said he was one of the city's greatest philanthropists. He contributed to the Pacific Hebrew Orphans, the Eureka Benevolent Society, and in 1897, he provided funds for 28 scholarships at the University of California, Berkeley.
That's amazing.
Those scholarships are still in place today.
Goodness gracious. So
isn't
next
that
time...
amazing? So this man gave back so much of what he made.
Yeah.
And he was a brilliant man and worked hard. And I just can't believe it started out with miners that their pants wouldn't stay together. And those rivets did it.
Next time I put on a pair of old jeans, I'll think about all of this. My goodness gracious.
Yeah, I mean... It's quite a famous story with a good American company.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Faye, once again, the phone number.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring right here in Midland, Texas.
And I know we're starting to run out of time, so before we go, real quick, what are the fees involved with investments?
Okay, there's $250 per account at the bank. The bank charges you $250 to take care of your IRA or your other kind of account, whichever one it is. And that's a very small price to pay for all the work that our bank does. And we pay them a fee. We pay them $1,000 per customer. We pay our banks about $120,000 a year to take care of our customers' accounts, and most people don't know that.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yes, so it is worth it, and so the fee to the client is very small. So we want people to come and get off the fence and come see us and talk to us and see if this is for them. We'd love to have them as a customer.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Faye, thank you so much.
Thanks. See you in church.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.